Ah, I'm glad you decided to come. Come in, come in. Let's close the door behind you. And you parked in the garage, yes? We must keep your visit here confidential, mustn't we? You must have received my letter. And the photographs. I'm glad you decided to take this route. I really did not want to have to send that letter out to the list of contacts I shared with you. No, no, we don't need to go into the details of that sordid affair. You've shown up. That's a gesture of good faith. And the choice still belongs to you, girl, whether you choose to stay and fulfill my requirements, or if I'll be sending out these letters post-haste. You know that would mean the end of your job, the end of, if I'm not mistaken, more than one close relationship. Your reputation would be shattered. Now, don't look so angry, my dear. It's not as if I was the one who made you engage in that act. I just happened to be the one to catch you. Why? You want to know why? Why I had those photographs taken, why I'm holding them against you when you don't even know me. Well, that does bring us to an interesting point, to the purpose of the evening at hand. I believe I've established a reputation in this community as an eccentric. Coming into money young will do that to a person. A woman in her 30s, unmarried, looking for a way to occupy her time and spend her money. But very few people here know just how eccentric some of my practices are. I have certain interests, needs, if you will, that are not always easy to meet. What interests? Well, I won't go into details yet of precisely what I need. Suffice it to say that I require a young, beautiful woman such as yourself from time to time to serve as my doll. Yes, my doll. I know I'm a grown woman and I'm much too old to play with dolls, but having someone... especially someone so reluctant and unwilling to dress as I please, position as I please, command as I please, and use as I please. Yes. Don't look so shocked. I know you're no innocent. I have photographic proof, remember? So, this is your choice. Face the consequences of my mailing out several copies of the photographs and the accompanying letter, or stay here for the night, complying with whatever I desire of you. What's that? Ah, you want to know exactly what you'll be agreeing to? Oh, no, no, no. I wouldn't want to limit myself like that. Who knows how I'll feel like playing with my dolls tonight? I will say I've never done harm, well, permanent harm, or left permanent marks on any of my dolls. And a few of them have even enjoyed themselves. Though, that's not a guarantee I will make either. After all, you're here for my pleasure and my pleasure alone. So what will your choice be, girl? A night here, or the shame of living down the public knowledge of your acts? No? You say you won't stay? Derek, get the door. I'm sorry. I must have been mistaken when I said you had a choice. You're staying. Whether you like it or not. No, no. There's no sense in screaming. And things will go much easier for you if you stop struggling. You see how strong Derek is? Oh, I guess you haven't been properly introduced. Derek is the Ken to your Barbie, if you will. He's my doll, too. Well, maybe you want to call him an action figure. He's not nearly as much fun to put pretty clothes on as you will be. And I find that having more than one doll around is even more fun. Are you done struggling yet? You may want to save your strength. It's going to be a long night. Let's head upstairs. Derek, you've already drawn the bath, right? Oh. Good boy. I'll see that you're rewarded later. So what shall we call you? Well, how about something sweet and innocent? How about Molly the Dolly? Molly, that's perfect. Well, come on, Molly. It's time for your bath. I like all of my dolls to be very, very clean. See now, it's just a tub. It's not going to hurt you. We're not going to drown you in it. Now get in. Yeah. I suppose you could take your clothes off first. You won't be needing them again tonight. Derek, why don't you help her take her clothes off? Rip them if you have to. See? I told you this was going to happen one way or the other. Struggling now, you just ruined your shirt. Tore those buttons right off. So, I think you're starting to see where this is going. And if I were you, I would get in the bathtub and stop struggling. You smell that? Rose hips. They're my favorite. That's how I like my dolls to smell. Now, Derek's gonna wash you while I watch. He knows how I like my dolls cleaned. He's gonna run that. Ah, yes. Don't forget to dip that washcloth. Right there in between Molly's breasts. And don't forget to wash between her legs thoroughly. Why don't you spread her legs for her? Let me see what she's got down there. Very nice. But I see you haven't shaved recently. I think I'll make Derek shave you. No. He's going to use a straight razor. So that means, if you move, you're going to cut yourself. Trust me, Derek knows what he's doing. He's done this before. He loves it. He likes it when he gets to dress up the dollies. So that's right. Get up on the edge of the tub. Spread yourself wide. Hold very still. Good girl. What a good dolly you are. I can tell you're going to be so much fun to play with. That's right, Derek. Don't take all of it. You can leave a little bit, just a little patch. Very good. Well, Molly, you seem to be a little more relaxed now. How does it feel to have someone watch you have your pussy shaved? I bet you're already dripping. No matter what it is you say you want or don't want. I knew you were a prime candidate the moment I saw you. Ah, Derek's finished now. Just a quick rinse. Make sure you smell like rose hips all over. Now towel her off, Derek. It's time to figure out what she's going to wear. Come back here to this closet. Yes, I know it's ridiculous to have a walk-in closet filled with clothes that aren't for me, but for my dollies. Now let's see. I could put you in something short, slinky, red, but I don't think that quite works for you. I've seen. I've seen in the photographs exactly what kind of girl you are, what kind of dolly you can be. And I want to see you in the sweetest, most innocent clothes I have. That's right. I want to see you in this cute little skirt. And I want you in ruffles. Ruffles on your panties. Cute pink ruffled bottoms. I can tell that you do not like this. Oh, it's a good thing that I do then. Oh, and no bra. Let's not even cover those up. No. Just a short little t-shirt that shows off your tummy. I know, it doesn't really fit quite right, does it? That's okay. I like it. So, that shirt's too short. The skirt is too short. That little red skirt with your pink, your pink fluffy bottoms underneath. And I think you should also wear these very cute shoes. Mary Jane's, of course. Perfect for my little dolly. Oh, it's so much fun to play dress up. But I think I need your hair and pigtails. You know, to complete the look. Derek, will you take care of that? Oh, you look perfect. So innocent and sweet. Almost makes me wish I had a lollipop for a prop. But you know, I'm sure we could find something for you to suck on. Get on your knees. Derek, you've done such a good job getting Dolly ready. Don't you think you'd like a reward? Say, Molly's mouth on your cock. See, I guess there is one big difference between, and I do mean big, one big difference between Derek and a Ken doll, and you're about to take that difference into your mouth. Excuse me? What do you mean you're not going to? Do it now, or you'll get another one across the other side of your face. Oh, you were shaping up to be such a promising little doll. Can't we play fun? Don't make me get rough. You're going to suck Derek's cock. So whether you do that nicely, or whether you do it after we beat you, that's up to you. That's better. Oh. That's a nice little sound you just made. Something tells me this isn't the first cock our innocent little dolly has had in her mouth. Oh no. She knows what she's doing. Go ahead, Derek. Feed her more of that cock. Slide deep into her mouth. Choke her with it. Grab those ponytails of her and Just pull her right down. Yeah. she does love that. I think it's time for me to start touching myself. That's right, Molly. While you're on your knees sucking Derek, I'm gonna start playing with myself. Because I like to watch little dollies playing together. Surely you played with dolls when you were little. Isn't this more fun? I think that's enough for now, Derek. We still have so much more fun. Derek, why don't you bring Molly over here? Oh no, you don't have to get off your knees. You can crawl over here. Now you see how wet I am. I think it's time for you to learn how to suck my pussy. Lick it. Lick that pussy of mine. I'd have Derek show you, but wow, Derek's being punished for something else, and so he's not allowed to lick my pussy. It's his favorite, right, Derek? That's okay. He's doing such a good job tonight. Maybe by the evening's out, he'll have earned the right. But you... you can lick me. What's that? You don't want to? I thought we had already established that this is not about what you want or don't want. Put your mouth on me now. Yes, like that. Lick my lips. Slide your tongue between them. What a good little fuck doll you are. Lick my pussy like you like getting yours licked. That's right. I don't care if you've never done this before. Lick me. Now tongue my clit. Oh, God. Yeah, just like that. I'm just going to grab the back of your head. Grind my pussy against your mouth. I'll let you come up for air. Oh, God, yeah. Sometime, maybe. Feeling what I am. Now pull back just a second. I love it when my dolly's face is all wet with my juices. All over your mouth, your cheeks. Such a good look for my dolly. I think that it might be better if you had something to lick out of me. Why don't you sit back for just a moment? Now, Derek's gonna fuck me. And I want you to watch. And I want you to play with that little pussy of yours. You play with that pussy while he fucks me. And don't you dare take your eyes off of us. And you know what Derek's gonna do? He's gonna fill me full of cum. And then you're gonna lick out every drop. Oh. I see what your eyes just did then. I think you like that idea. I think that the thought of licking Derek's cum out of my pussy drives you crazy. And we'll see, won't we? And that's right, Derek. Oh, yeah. You know what I like? Start slow. That big, thick cock of yours. Fill me up. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, that feels so good. Oh. You like this, don't you, Molly? That's right, keep fingering yourself. Oh, what a little slut doll you are. Yeah. Oh, Derek Carter. See everything, every stroke of his cock. Why don't you spread your legs just a little bit, stand nice and wide so I can slide my finger. Yeah, keep going. Slide my fingers inside these ruffled pink panties of yours, and see how sopping wet you are. Oh God, you're wet. Yeah. Oh God. You like that, don't you? You like my fingers in your pussy. I like to play with my dollies. So much fun. Fuck me hard now. Oh God. Yeah. Oh God. Oh, fucking fill me. Fill me with your cum. Oh, that's right. Oh, oh, big hot load of cum. Yes. Oh. Slide out nice and slow. Don't let one drop escape. All that cum. That cum belongs to Molly. That's right. Get on your knees. I said now. Get on your knees and lick this cum. That's right. Oh, yeah. Look at you slurping down that cum. That's right. Swallow every drop. You like that cum. I know you do. Have you cleaned me up yet? Every last drop. What a good dolly. Now it's time to play with you. That's right. Why don't you come over to this bench right here and bend over? Just like that. Very, very good. I just can't get over those ruffled pink panties of yours. They're so cute. Molly, my dolly. But I think I need to see what's underneath these panties. I like this ass of yours. Oh, yeah. Nice firm ass. What? You think you're gonna stop me from playing with your ass? This ass? It's mine. To do with as I please. And you know what I want to do? I'm going to play with your ass. If Derek's lucky, he can have your pussy later. But this ass? Oh no, that's mine. All mine. Derek, why don't you spread her cheeks wide so I can get a good look at that ass of hers? I'm just gonna press my finger right there. Oh, you jumped. Are you sensitive there? I bet you are. Let's see. I think my tongue needs to be here. I see you're squirming now. Does that make you uncomfortable? Too bad. I like the way you're squirming right now. Like you have any choice. I'm gonna rub some of this lube on your ass. And I'm gonna slide a finger in. Oh, you are tight. Now, if I had to guess, I'd say this isn't your first time with this kind of play, but you could be wrong. Maybe you are innocent in some ways. Not for long. Oh, I think you like this. I think you really like this. Derek, come around here. Put your fingers in her pussy. Tell me how wet she is. Dripping. You little slut. You are a fun fuck doll. You know what I think you need? I think you need a cock inside you. In fact, this little dolly might need two cocks inside her. Derek? Do you want to fuck her pussy? I thought you might. She's ready for you. She's wet. Derek, why don't you lay down on this bench? That's right. And Molly, I want you to suck Derek and get him hard again. That's right. Like a little fuck doll fluffer you are. Get him hard again so that you can ride him. Ride that hard, thick cock of his. I know you want to. And while you're doing that, I'm just gonna slide this on. This? Oh. This is just a strap-on harness. Nothing you need to be too worried about. Well, where did you think I was gonna get that other cock? I'm sure you can handle both of us at the same time. Don't look so scared. We're not gonna hurt you too much. I know, this cock is very big, isn't it? Oh, you've done a good job getting him hard. Why don't you climb on top there? That's right. Just climb on up. And slide down onto his cock. Let it fill you completely. Don't move yet. Just let yourself adjust. I know he is big, isn't he? Rock your hips against him. So that you feel the full length of him inside you. That does feel good, doesn't it? And don't worry. I didn't bring out my biggest toy to fuck you with. Just my second biggest. You are having fun. I think maybe you should keep riding until you come. Let me reach around here and just, ooh, touch your clit there while you're riding Derek's cock. Mmm. Good fuck doll. Such a good doll. Oh, my dollies are so much fun to play with. Oh, that's right. Come. Oh, come riding his cock. Oh, Dolly, I want you to come. Come on, Molly, come for me. Good girl. Good job. Oh, so good. Now, let me lube up this cock. Now lean forward. That's right. Take your hands. Spread your ass cheeks wide for me. Oh, I can see how your pussy is stretched tight by Derek's cock. Oh, yeah. Look at that asshole of yours. Just waiting for me. Don't worry. I've got plenty of lube. Now, just relax. And I'm just gonna slide this. Ah, yeah. Just like that. Slowly. And how do you feel? How does that little fuck doll feel? Full up with cock. You feel good, don't you? I knew you would. That's right. Rock your hips. Feel that cock in your ass and the other one in your pussy. That's right. Take it all, little doll. Take it. Keep taking it. Oh. Yeah. Oh, God. How tight is she, Derek? Can you feel me when I move? She's got a smile on her face, doesn't she? I knew this little fuck doll was a slut. Such a good dolly. Oh, Molly, you're fun to fuck. Yes. So good. Derek, don't come inside her. Oh, no. When we're done fucking her, before you come, you're gonna come all over my tits. That's right. You know I love that. When you come on my tits. That's right. And guess what little slut, what little fuck doll is gonna lick all that cum off of me? Are you close, Derek? Okay. Move. Oh, yes. Come on, my tits. Just like that. Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Look at all that hot cum sliding on my tits. Come here, Molly. That's right. Lick it off. Oh. Who knew you would be so eager? You are such a little slut. You're such a fun fuck doll. It's a good thing we have extra copies of those photographs. Because I think...